I've got some. I've got some bad news for you.
Not bad news?
Yeah.
That's too bad. We're at the seashore on a vacation.
Are you?
Yes. But that's all right.
Doctor, this civil rights bill sets up a conciliation service. We've got 19 states in the Union that do not have any civil rights laws or any accommodation section. I want to write to those governors and talk to those governors and go see those governors and have my representatives see them. Call in any top men in the United States I can, because we're going to have bloodshed if we don't. It's strongly approaching that now. This bill provides for... I haven't talked this day, but they had a few hours left, and it's due to pass the Senate today, and then it goes to the House where it'll be there for several days. I want to have a television appearance and tell the people what I'm going to do. But there's not a cabinet place I have or anything else that's as important to me the next 6 months as trying to keep down violence and bloodshed and having someone with some experience direct and kind of build this conciliation service. Now, I've looked all over the United States. I hate to call on you, but I just don't know how I can find anybody that's up to your stature in this job, and everybody recognizes.
You know?
Sir?
I really don't know much about this area.
Well, that may be an asset. I have talked to the various groups and checked it out pretty carefully. Everybody has respect and confidence in you, and I just think that I would call anybody you wanted me to. I'd turn over anybody in the government you wanted. I'd make it the first call, because this is just going to be a bloody thing unless we take some leadership and tell these folks what they can do and so forth. And
to make your announcement.
As soon as the bill passes and I sign the bill, probably simultaneously with signing a bill.
I really feel so deficient, you know.
Oh, you're not deficient at all. You've got a Justice Department that will be yours to command, and you got a Commerce Department that'll help you with business any way you can. You got a Labor Department that'll go in with any of the problems of the workers, and you can take some of the better people that you know or that we can find, put them under you, that you can dispatch to different places when problems arise. The main thing is to keep them talking to each other.
This is a long process, isn't it?
Well, the test in our judgment is going to be the next few months as to whether both sides accept the proposition that they're going to get decency and fairness and justice.
It's the greatest domestic problem, isn't it?
Yes, it's the most. Our whole foreign policy and everything else go to hell over this. Yesterday in the swimming pool in St. Augustine, they jumped in and police jumped in, their clothes on, they started pouring acid in the pool.
I saw that on television. It was very distressing, wasn't it?
Most of the governors want to do, but they need a little leadership. I'm going to try to give it to them, but...
My folks at the university in
Fargo. Yes, sir, but you just tell them this is, I've got to have a successor to Lodge, and I've got to have you, and I've got to have, these are the two best men I've got to have for the next 6 months.
May I call you, say, Sunday or so?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I'll talk to the president of the university, because this is,
I'll talk to him, too, if you want me to.
Well, let me talk with him.
You do it.
If that seems desirable, I could tell you so on Sunday.
That's fine. I'll do anything, Doctor. This is got to, if I don't have you, I don't know what I'll do.
Well, Well, you know, you're doing wonderful. Yeah. And everybody ought to pitch in if they can, but as I tell you on this one, I just feel as though I'm so inexperienced, you know?
No, you've got plenty of experience to deal with people. That's all this is.
So let me call on Sunday. Where will I call on Sunday?
I'll be back in Washington. You just call the White House and tell them that you're returning my call.
Yes, very good. Thank you for picking up.
Just call me collect, though, so you won't be out of anything. Just tell the White House that you want a report ready on a call the President's got for you.
All right. Very good.
And don't say no to me now.
Well, I'll do my best, Mr. President.
Thank you.